Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. Today is the last Sunday of the church year. Next week we flip the calendars, Advent season begins, and we start all over. Today in our gathering together, we're reading a passage I don't think any of you have ever read about, the death of Jesus on the cross. I think everyone has read this passage from Luke 23. But we're going to read it in a new way to see and learn a teaching here that's very practical for our lives, and that is this. We could face one of the darkest days imaginable and experience great sorrow. God's light can still shine through into our hearts. And it's good to know that. John 1:5 says it better than I could. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness does not overcome it. So we grab that truth today in our worship this morning. God's blessings on our worship. We do have some announcements to share before we begin, mainly calendar items that I want to share. So all of this is found in your bulletin. Sandy put it together. The first item is that this Wednesday, we're gathering for our Thanksgiving Eve worship. That is at 7 p.m., and just a great time to give thanks to God and gather with our family here at Peace before going our different ways for our own family gatherings for Thanksgiving. On Thursday, I'm taking leave. This week, we learned that my grandmother passed away up in Spokane. That was Thursday morning. And so the Luckies are kind of scrambling to kind of figure out things and how we're going to all get together. I'm going to be flying up to Spokane on Thursday morning and coming back Tuesday afternoon. That means I won't be here next Sunday. Be here at church, though. The day that we found out that my grandmother passed away, Pastor Norm was here. We were gathered, and Pastor Norm said, I'll come and cover services for you if you come to Portland and take my wife out for dinner. And so that was the deal. So Alicia and I are going to take Mary out for dinner sometime in the future, and Pastor Norm's going to be here next Sunday. So come and see Pastor Norm. So that's next Sunday. Our midweek Advent series is starting off the Wednesday following, that's November 30th. Each of the Wednesdays in Advent, we gather for a very meditative worship service that doesn't take any longer than 35 minutes, and it's sung between pastor and congregation. So that's November 30th, December 7th, and December 14th in the season of Advent, 7 p.m. Wednesday nights. And then the last thing that I share with you is that all this information and preparing our hearts for the season of Advent is very clearly spelled out in the newsletter that is coming your way next Sunday that Kay's putting together. I think she's putting it together. Yes, she is. She always does it. Yeah, she's got her finger crossed. It'll be ready for you, but please follow the readings there for each week. It's going to be a special year as we gather together and prepare our hearts for Christmas. Other announcements to share. I know our president has one, Todd Muley.
I've got a couple things. First of all, the Vine of Moses Christmas tree will arrive tomorrow or this week. So starting Sunday, there will be a Christmas tree in the entryway with tags on it. There are going to be 40 tags, and those tags are for presents for children. So if you feel like you'd like to pick up a tag and buy a present for whatever sort of child it says on there. They will be picking the tree up after December 11th, so that gives you about 3 Sundays to get this all done. So when you see the tree, start grabbing tags and
don't wrap it.
Leave it unwrapped. It didn't say, but my memory is leave it unwrapped, yeah. Second thing is at our council meeting this week, a topic came up that's a little controversial, so we want to get some input from everybody, not right now, but just in general. The topic of allowing alcohol consumption on the patio for groups that are not part of the church. So if somebody has a wedding here or a meeting here and they want to serve alcohol outside, do we let them? That's a big question. Currently, we don't. But as our patio gets more popular and people want to use it more, they may want to. So we want your input. So if you see anybody on council, myself, pastor, the elders, and you have an opinion, share it. Otherwise, your opinion will not be heard and we will make a decision without you. So share your opinion because we're kind of torn on this. we won't be making a decision in the very near future. It's something we're really going to think about for a while. Thank you.
Well said, Todd. Really well said.
So a quick thank you for all your support for the Harvest Bazaar. And you'll notice things are still on sale. This week, they're half price, and we're assuming if you took things that you didn't want sold for half price, you took them already. But in the spirit of what the bazaar is all about, feel free to give more than half or still full price so that the monies will go for missions for the church. So anyway, we would like to have as much gone as possible. So there's an envelope there to put your checks or cash in. Thank you. And I think the Santoras are going to take... Santori are taking the rest of the grandma's attic so they can help raise money for adopting their baby. So
that's good. Awesome. Miss Ingrid.
Hello. The Philomath Middle School is having a fundraiser for the sixth grade to go to an outdoor school at Tadmore, and I am selling chocolate to cover the cost of it. And if you'd like to buy some, just meet me out in the fellowship hall after church. Thank you.
Thank you, Ingrid. Buy lots of chocolate to support outdoor camp school at Philomath. One other Halesto I'm going to give attention to here, Grant Halesto. Where's Grant? I'm sorry, he's hiding in the corner. Grant was named the Student of the Month in Philomath. Yeah. Good job, Grant. And he was recognized at the Philomath meeting, at the Philomath Rotary meeting this last week. So we're very proud of Grant. And you guys can take all the credit for being involved in Grant's life and supporting him.